well, let's just compare it with previous Irish Opens when it's taken place in the Republic. Last year we had a total spectators of 86,000 people during the week of the championship in Killarney. A very large proportion of that was on the day ticket sales or on the gate when people make the decision that morning or that week to go along to the Irish Open. We don't need to rely on that on the day response, because the take up and the interest in the event has been, as I said earlier, unprecedented.
And can you give us any idea of what that means in monetary terms to Northern Ireland, to the economy here?
Well, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to showcase Northern Ireland. And let's remember the reasons why Northern Ireland wanted to bring the Irish Open to Royal Portrush Golf Club. It was to showcase Northern Ireland as a with a great golfing product, world-famous Lynx golf course, and plus other activities that are going on in Northern Ireland. Northern Irish golf has never been stronger when you have the likes of the world number one golfer in Rory McIlroy, a sensational golfer, plus Darren Clark as the current Open champion, the 2010 US Open champion in Graham McDowell, who hails from Portrush, plus Ireland's three-time major champion in Padraig Harrington. And earlier this week, Seamus, we announced the fact that Keegan Bradley, the current US PGA champion, wants to come and play in the 2012 Irish Open at Royal Portrush.
So you've got three of the four major winners competing.
Exactly, Seamus, yeah.
How concerned are you if there is not to be a lead sponsor? Is the European Tour underwriting this competition, whatever happens?
Well, dating back to the early 2000s, when Murphy's organisation decided to walk away as the owner and promoter of the Irish Open, the European Tour stepped into that vacuum, because we recognise everything that Irish golf and Northern Irish golf has contributed to the success of the European Tour and the Ryder Cup. We want an Irish Open, we believe in an Irish Open, and we are prepared to invest in the Irish Open.
Whatever happens, the executive, I gather, has put up $2 million.
That is correct.
Taxpayers' money, that's it from them. You're saying you'll underwrite it, the European Tour will underwrite it, whatever happens about sponsorship.
No, the fact of the matter is that our chief executive, George O'Grady, who hit his first golf shot at Royal Portrush many years ago, believes in the Irish Open, is prepared to justify the investment in the Irish Open. Profits from the Ryder Cup at the K Club in 2006 have been used to be reinvested in the Irish Open to keep it on our schedule. We're comfortable with our financial position, Seamus. We've had a sensational response from the public. Yes, we don't have a title sponsor. The search goes on for a title sponsor, but nonetheless, over the next few weeks, we'll be making a number of commercial announcements. Yesterday, we announced that Brewin Dolphin, with offices here in Belfast and in Dublin, want to become one of our official sponsors.